even at the social level, we can only become professors in political correctness, as for becoming professors in life, we ought to become independent. And we ought to pursue our spiritual goal with no comforts, but the ones strictly needed to pursue it. And the dangers of journalism can only be settled either through censorship or through a total journaling of everything at all times. Most importantly, we ought to find ways of maturing our talent without the monetary compensation of power structures. And by renouncing power for life, the poet gains power for eternity. And very little sheep are left for a mass of wolves willing to preach. And to avoid dissidence in a society, everyone has to be contented, but first of all their goals have to turn mediocre. And genuinity also derives by our strong intention to block out all the artificial fears created by our environment. And to keep our organic prolific, most importantly, we cannot cage ourselves in any luxury. And much of our energies goes waste in trying to slow or deviate destiny that will anyway take place. And any form of monotheism is but a religion turned imperialistic. And as soon as globalization is established, the virus sets in to crumble its foundation. And the more the infrastructure is broken, the more it allows occasions for spontaneous play. And the more we scientifically progress, the less we can shamanically understand from a divine perspective all the transformations at hand. It is not about a society including us, but about our will to include ourselves in its nature. And importantly, we ought to demonstrate that we have no connection to the modern lot, but to the ancient one. And whether we physically or mentally work, we're just brainwashed farmers of a regime without spiritual independence. And it is only from a border perspective that we can observe the emergence of calamities on each side. And in the end, civilization seems to be the efficiency with which problems are not solved but eliminated. And what comes in the way of power in the end is a terrain that wants to organically transform and not to be asphalted down. And the best way to hold on to a humanity departing from its nature is paradoxically not to contribute to it. And divine inspiration is so prolific that any attempt to socially regulate it turns it evil. At the last, it is not about quantity or about quality, but it is about the consistency of a work. And as we depart to do something right, the need for symmetry will make us do the opposite to compensate it. And at last, who you are is who you would give your sincere respect to. And modern genius lies in taking advantage of the many lame social occasions to elevate the self. and it is neither advancing nor retreating, but suspending herself from a society that we can enforce our natural character. And it is by acting contrary to the dictum of each extreme that we can compensate any form of fanaticism. And in the attempt to uplift the rights of cannibals, activists and all their fellows have been eaten. And there is the triumphal memoirs of the conquistadores, but also the more sincere one of those who have to move because of them. And in a disciplined pursuit of our everyday poetry, we can find strength that can subdue any of the political lions. And only a young aspiration can bend with its daring the social comforts that hinder cultural evolution. And the new ideology display of their victims has no difference from the display of Jesus' cross. And it is not only that the more parasites kill us, the less they spread, but also that the more we kill them, the more they come back. And the real and only shaman is the one who finds the divine inspiration and strength to build his own temple. And only without the rush to reach any objective, meditation sets in as a form of healing. And in order to be good, fundamentally we have to believe that nothing can smash a soul that has made spiritual progress. Authenticity is to manifest that in everything we do there is a sense of survival. And spiritual practice not only keeps us mentally afloat, but elevates us. And we end up on the street either because our viciousness forces us to, or because we find the virtue to do so. And life should only be the choreography to an ultimate stage and not the stage itself. And we shall cut links with the society that want to expand its greediness over the terrain we had so poetically explored. And we either brand ourselves as societal and pursue our own individualism, or keep branding ourselves individualistic and be in fact societal. And our basic practical knowledge is in the end our power to keep independent from power. And in the open field of democracy we are all subject to a massacre we can only escape keeping up our solitary guerrilla. And of a whole avalanche, only a thin strata remains to set the ground to the next cultural revolution. And the more we speculate towards the immaterial, the more our materialistic base can get uprooted with the first blow. We ought to live a life chapter realizing that it will never repeat itself. And right in the obsolete we can find the infrastructure to survive the upcoming infrastructure. And rather than wasting our time proving others wrong, we ought to invest in proving ourselves right. And in the end, doubt could arise that the cat is more of a parasite than the actual mouse he's supposed to eliminate. And while the work of the philosopher is to contain for the sake of others, the work of the politicians is to uproot for his own sake, and taking advantage, as always, the disadvantage of draining the potential of a situation, and an element of self-sacrifice is always needed to enable others to take us into a deeper account. And career in the end is just an escamouflage to put us among the casualties of the forefront trenches. And only because we are consistent, we can bypass over moments of disruption and return to our consistency. And principally, we ought not to waste our time with anything that doesn't want to invest their time with us. If we would make sure that every day we could take care of our physical and mental health, the rest of the day would never be harmful. And the moment in which the platform of freedom becomes a platform of slavery is when everyone gets on board.